Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. It is 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. This is Political Coffee. I'm your host, Jeff Kropp, and this is our special Timber Unity Rally broadcast from the steps of the Capitol Building. And as I stand here on the steps of the Capitol Building, I'm watching some farm tractors and a farm, in fact, that looks like a friend of mine's fertilizer buggy drive by. There's already been log trucks here. There are log trucks here. There's lots of folks here. You need to come down and join us if you want to take a stand for your liberty, friends. This is your opportunity to do just that. It's going to be all day long here at the State Capitol Building. The real rally starts about 11 o'clock. The speakers and it'll go through the noontime. We'll be here till at least 2 o'clock. So come down and join us. We'd love to meet some of you that I have not met. In fact, I'm looking at Ed, who came up and introduced himself. He is one of our regular listeners to Political Coffee. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I want to share with you some of the sponsors that have made this broadcast possible. Timber Unity, of course. A great, great organization, a true grassroots organization, true value, Cascade Fruit and Produce, Odd Mo's Pizza, Budget Router and Plumbing Service, Extreme Graphics, Associated Oregon Loggers, some folks that I knew well in my years serving in the legislature, and Advantage Heating and Air Conditioning, and of course, KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, 1220 AM, 104.3 FM. If you want to send me an email, by the way, send it to jeff@1220.am. If it gets a little noisy, that's okay, because it's going to get noisy. I just want to warn you right now. They're setting up a tent here. We've got folks showing up. You may hear them in the background. That's okay. We'll do our best to make sure that our guests, and we're going to have a lot of guests today, are going to you'll be able to hear them well. So to start off, I want to welcome Mickey Garris. You may hear him on KSLM because he has a weekend show, We the People. Hey, good morning, Mickey.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
It's good to be here, man.
It's exciting to be here. It's neat to see this grassroots effort and watch it grow, and hopefully we make a dent.
Well, hopefully we will. I know last year there was no question that we scared the living daylights out of the folks that run this place. I call them regressive totalitarian Marxists.
That's an excellent definition.
Well, it's you know, if the shoe fits, and
right.
It does.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, and this is about giving the Republicans here the courage to do what they need to do and take a stand and know that the community supports them. And so it is such an important movement because they're the key.
They are.
And they've got to protect us.
They do. You know, last night we had a monthly meeting in Portland that we hold is really for groups of activists to come together. It's a meeting that's been happening for about 30 years. It's called the Oregon Executive Club. And I had Mike Peel, who's obviously, in fact, he'll be here today, but I had him on by telephone. He's one of the stars of History Channel's Axemen story. And he's I think he's president of Timber Unity this year. And he'll be here today. But, you know, one of the things that he said is that's one of their goals with this rally today, is to make it very clear to not just the folks who run the building, those are the Democrats in power, but to the Republicans, that they cannot let cap and trade specifically pass that particular issue. So let me ask you, Mickey, you've been hanging around politics a while now.
A little bit.
You're in the radio business, you're a business owner out in Dallas, gun store and other things. So what happens if Republicans don't walk?
It's going to be economically devastating to the state. And, you know, they've come back this year and they said that they're going to make it so this cap and trade doesn't affect the rural communities. You and I were just talking. We know that's a bunch of hogwash. Number one, once they implement this, it's easy for them to change it and amend it and expand it. But also, there's just no way that they can implement it without it trickling everywhere. And it's going to hit all of Oregon. And it's going to run business out of the state. It's going to, unfortunately, close down a lot of business. this coupled with all the other taxes Kate Brown's wanting to push, the gross sales tax, it's just making it so you can't survive as a business and organ anymore. And it's crippling our most important industries.
Well, and to us in the rural areas, you know, I'm a fifth generation organ farmer. This is not fair to us.
Not at all.
It disproportionately negatively impacts us. I mean, it's bad enough that it's going to raise the cost of living dramatically for everybody, including people living in the cities. But it really destroys our rural economies because we depend so much on energy.
Absolutely.
To produce things, to get things to market. And if all of that explodes in its cost, you know, we're typically people in the rural areas that are engaging in ranching, farming, timber production, mining. We're typically price takers. We don't set our own price. We're not like Walmart.
Exactly. Okay? Exactly.
So we take what the market gives us. And if our costs dramatically increase, but our neighbors in Idaho, California, well, California is, that's why people are leaving there. There's some air horns going off in the background. Yeah, we're going to hear them. That's right. We're going to hear a lot of it. Anyway, you know, we can't compete with people, you know, our neighbors like Idaho that can produce the same things, but at a cheaper cost. It drives us out of business.
Another thing is a lot of the consumers assume that we can just pass all that down. But anytime we have these price increases, most of the time we're absorbing it ourselves. We pass very little of it down because the market just doesn't work that way.
That's right.
And
it does not.
And so eventually it makes it so it's ineffective to do business, and we got to make a decision.
Well, you know, today we've got a lot of folks who are going to be on the air with us. The way this is going to work to all of you out in the listening audience, first of all, thanks for tuning in, number one. But number two is at the top of, after we go off the air with our regular 1 hour show, we're going to continue to be on the air at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour for 4 and 5 minutes each. And we'll have guests here. We have the Republican leader, Senator Herman Bersinger, who's a logger and so forth by trade. He's going to be joining us to talk about what they're going to do. And I'm asking that same question. Now, are you guys going to walk this time? You know, and Christine Drazen, who's the new Republican leader in the House, she's from Canby. She's going to come out and talk to us. We've got a lot of folks from Timber Unity that are going to be here. We've got some candidates that are running for various offices that are going to be here today. We're going to try to get everybody on the air as much as we possibly can. I also want to tell you folks, we have the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room is going to be operating and active today. And I've got coffee in there. I've got a lot of coffee coming. Because people are going to be drinking coffee today. It is when you walk in the Capitol building, it is on the first floor you walk into. And if you're walking in by the white tents and where we are, you'll see KSLM. We have a tent set up here in our banner. You walk in and you turn to the right. It is in room 158. 158. You turn to the right and you turn to the left, and there'll be signs there. It's the Oregon Citizen Lobby. We're an ad hoc group of conservative activists, and what we do is our mission is to help give the average citizen, Mickey, the tools. We teach them how you come into this building and you be effective in testimony in front of legislative committees. How do you lobby your legislator, even if your legislator doesn't want to talk to you? There are tricks you can use.
What you guys do is so important, because I think that's one of the problems is people just don't know how to get the message out and how to be heard. And we've gotten them into this situation here in Oregon because of apathy and just having our heads in the sand. And so doing what you guys are doing and Timber Unity, getting the word out is the biggest important thing that we can do.
Absolutely. So, folks, come down and join us today. Timber Unity Rally. You can come down anytime through the day. Join us in the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room in room 158. But come down here and stand firm and support those of us in the rural communities who are taking a stand against policies that will make absolutely no difference whatsoever, an imperceptible difference in quote-unquote greenhouse gases. But it will make a big difference in our lives here in the rural areas of the states. But if you want to give me a quick call, you still can. We will take phone calls through this hour anyway, 503-589-1220, 503-589-1220. That's the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, and I will be reading my emails, so feel free to send me one if you want to weigh in on this event today and everything that we know is probably going to happen here. So I want to share with you and thank one of the sponsors of our show, Political Coffee, and that's Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. You know, I do use CBD products personally because they work for me. And, you know, maybe they work for you. And I think what you ought to do, and I want to encourage you to go talk to the folks at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. They're down on South Commercial here in Salem, right next to Safeway. Can't miss them. They got a big billboard up there as you're driving south on Commercial. They sell CannaShield. CannaShield is Oregon-grown and processed CBD. Doesn't come from China. Doesn't come from some other state with lower standards. You know you're getting what they say you're getting, and it's very high quality. So why don't you visit their website, Vim Salem. That's V-I-M, vimsalem.com, vimsalem.com, and check it out. Mickey, what time is your show on Saturday?
3 o'clock on Saturday is Patriot Uprising Radio.
Okay, so what do you talk about?
You know, we talk about a little bit of everything. It's kind of whatever the political climate is. I'm really focused on local issues, but we definitely cover the national issues. And I really just want to encourage people to stand up and get out, unify, doing what we're doing here today, and just work on taking our state back. I think that we've got momentum from the Trump campaign and what Donald Trump's done in the White House. And I think we need to ride that wave. And I don't think Oregon is lost. I think
not at all.
I think it's a battle. And I think now's our time. And we need to take this momentum and carry it all the way into November.
Well, as we were talking about before we went on the air, we've seen this happen before. We've seen it happen with in 2010.
Correct.
You know, when the national storyline and debate over all of Barack Obama's far left policies trickled down into Oregon. Republicans got elected in districts that were heavily Democrat districts. Nobody thought that. We almost took control of the legislature. It was a powerful moment in Oregon's history, and I think that we're about to see that again. Let's go right quickly to the phones to our friend Art. Art, good morning. How are you, brother?
Good morning, Jeff. Boy, I could hear those trucks from home, and they sound really good. They're going to get louder and louder. But What I want to say, Jeff, is that yesterday Gallup released a poll that asked Americans, are you better off today than you were, you know, last year and stuff? And the highest amount of people said yes in the history of the Gallup poll, yeah. And if we let this happen, Oregonians are not going to be better off. And so we need to stop it, and we need to stop it now. And, you know, the Republicans on the national level are against this Green Deal garbage. And Oregon needs to lead the way with the battle and stop Kate Brown and the Democrats from doing negative things to us.
You're right about that, my friend. Thanks for calling. That's our friend Art. You are right. Oregon does need to lead the way. And you know what? We could,
absolutely.
It's not that hard, Mickey.
You know, again, going back to the credit of Timber Unity, look what they did this last year and how that swept the nation. I mean, it spurred movements in every state.
It did. And it needs to happen here. We're going to go to a break in just a moment. And when we do, when we come back, we'll talk with Angelita Sanchez. She is the MC of the Timber Unity.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back with friends at the Timber Unity Rally in front of the Capitol. Hope you come down and join us. We are being sponsored by a lot of great companies, one of them True Value here in town, Cascade Fruit and Fruit Produce, and there'll be others, and we'll talk about them. It's a very special day. It's an opportunity to stand up for liberty. And one of the people that's standing up for Liberty is standing next to me. Her name is Angelita Sanchez. She is a trucking company owner from an area that I used to represent when I served in the House of Representatives. Sweet home. Angelita, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be out here. We're bringing a party today.
Yeah, I'll say. This is going to be a wonderful day, and it's going to be... How many log trucks do you think are going to show up today? Just log trucks, not including tractors and farmers and just log trucks.
Okay, well, I don't have the accurate numbers, but just for perspective, I believe our final convoy last year in Sweet Home, I had maybe a handful of trucks, and today I have 40. So I went from 5 to 40, and if that says anything, we had 100 last time in North Plains, 200, and on the news today, they were just totally blown away. They said, oh, there's hundreds. So I think there's probably 500 out of North Plains. I'm hoping there's 500 out of Southern Oregon. And then many people that really know us. We're just hard-working folks that
want to
keep their way of life.
Well, that's what it's really about, isn't it? Absolutely. Rural life is a way of life. So many people who live in the urban areas don't understand that what we do is natural resource. It's our life. It's not just a job. It's life. Because it all is encompassed with our community and everything we do and the people. Help for each other, neighbor helping, all these things. It's a way of life. It's threatened. We have every right. Should, with our God-given rights, we should exercise them. And that's what we're doing today.
I have been feeling since day one that they were going to take away our identity because we identify as hard workers, we identify as real folks, and it's not just a job, it's literally who we are.
It is, it is. I mean, we identify that. There's a reason we live in the country, there's a reason why we engage in activities like owning our own business that is a, like your business in the trucking. You know, you're very, very tied to the rural community. I'm a farmer. We make those choices to do that because it's what we want to do. And when somebody makes it basically impossible for us to do that, then we ought to get upset about it. We ought to show up at the Capitol and blare our air horns, and there'll be tractors driving around. There's already tractors driving around.
There's already tractors driving around. I'm so excited about that. It's fantastic.
So why did you get involved with Timken?
I actually heard from a contractor that my fuel was going to go up by 20 cents a gallon because he had an insider in the Capitol before anybody kind of knew what was going on. And so I questioned that because fuel is directly related to my profitability. And I was like, I can't afford another 20 cents a gallon on my fleet from where I have to drive to where I have to go to work. I just can't. So I just... ask questions, and then these fellas had a convoy, and I joined the first convoy, and I haven't stopped since because I just feel so passionate about don't take away our rural way of life.
Right. Well, and it devastates everything when you do. I mean, you know, there's so many Oregon rural communities that have never recovered from the spot of now crisis. You know, look at all the mills that used to be in Sweet Home.
That's my town. It's Sweet Home. I had a vision in my mind that it was just going to turn to a ghost town and there was nowhere for us to go and there was nothing we can do about it. And I just had to fight. And what I've learned is we can't allow them to take away anything from us without us fighting. So we're fighting back to keep our way of life and we just have had enough.
So one of the questions I'm asking everybody today, including some of the folks who serve in the building, so, what does Timber Unity do? What do rural folks like us do if Republicans don't find a way to stop this, including taking a walk and shutting this whole thing down? What do we do? If they don't take a walk, if they don't shut it down, what do we do?
Well, that is a really good question. I am just praying that they do the right thing and they do hear us, they do allow us to vote, but if they don't, one of the things that I think we need to do is just get people registered to vote and get people active and get new people in the office. And then I think there's some sort of petition that we can start doing, initiative petitions for each little thing. We're just going to have to fight back super hard.
Well, they put an emergency clause on the the climate change bill, the cap and trade bill, and that means that we cannot gather signatures and put it to a vote of the people.
Well, then we're in big trouble.
That's why we can't let this thing pass.
No.
Period. Because once it's in place, it will always be in place forever. It is. That's a very, very serious problem. Let me ask you something, Angelita. Have you ever had a ride in a limousine? You know, have you ever flown first class? If you ever do, it will make you feel so special. And that's one of the advertisers of Political Coffee is Diamond Royalty Rides, are a great Salem-based limousine company. And you know what they specialize in? Making people feel special. You go ride in a limousine and you feel wonderfully special. It is like flying first class. It really is. And friends, if you want to make somebody feel special, you know, you got Valentine's Day coming up. Take your sweetie out on the town. Oh, it's a great way to do it. You'll find it's more affordable than what you might think. So why don't you check them out? Diamond Royalty Rides. Check them out on the web, diamondroyaltyrides.com. So you guys have you got a lot of people that are part of your organization, Tim.
54,000 accountable members on Facebook. Who knows how many tens of thousands that aren't on social media.
You know, if even half of them, if just 10% of them showed up today, how awesome. You know, having thousands of people come to the Capitol, especially because of all the hype about this that's been in the news media, we've already got television cameras here and news crews here, it's going to be an amazing thing to see. And the press can't ignore it, and they can't ignore thousands and thousands of people showing up.
That's kind of why I think we are bringing the trucks, and they keep saying we want to use it to intimidate them, but I think it's just because we want to not be ignored. It at least makes an impact to see all of these giant trucks coming in, and they don't have to talk about it because they won't talk about it unless we bring big ones.
Friends, I can tell you from being inside the building, it is impossible not to hear the air horn and roar and blaring all throughout the entire building.
No promises, no defense. Love is a battlefield. We are strong. No one can tell us where we're
from. I think inside there, it's open.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220.
That made all the difference in the world.
Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, we are back, friends, broadcasting live from the steps of the Capitol building at the Timber Unity Rally. It's great to be with you, and my co-host for this hour is Mickey Garris of We the People, heard on Saturdays on KSL. And we want to thank our sponsors for this event: Timber Unity, True Value, Cascade Fruit and Produce, Odd Mo's Pizza, Budget Router and Plumbing Service, KSLM Radio, of course, Advantage Heating and Air, Associated Oregon Loggers, and Extreme Graphics. It is a little bit noisy out here, isn't it?
Oh, man, it's real noisy. The trucks are rolling in. They're starting to honk their horns.
Yeah, it's going to be like this. What a great day to celebrate liberty and take a stand for what we believe.
It's exciting. It's neat to see so many people coming together. On my way here, coming through Polk County, through Rickreall, I can't tell you how many trucks I saw lined up. The convoys are coming from all directions of the state, and they're going to send a strong message today.
They are indeed. Got an email from my friend James, who writes, "I wish the Russians or the Ukrainians would hurry up and tell us who won in Iowa." And then my friend Lee, who actually stopped by here a few minutes ago, he sent me an email. He said, "Come on down." He said, "For all those wondering if they should come down, oh my, the big tents are up. Adam's rib for lunch, so much bigger than before. If I can be late for work, so can you. It's worth it. It's the future."
It is
you
the
know?
Future.
That is what this is about, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's going to affect everybody drastically. The Republicans got to hold their ground. They got to do their job.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. It's the only hope we have. And what will happen, in my opinion, politically in this state,
if we stop this agenda again, the Democrats will be forced with a choice. They can either literally start negotiating with Republicans for policies that make sense, that work for everybody, or they then will try to, the heavy-handed tactics of try to change the Constitution, which the people have to change in Oregon.
Right.
But to change the Constitution so that Republicans can't walk out and ever shut these things down again.
Right.
Okay. And that, I think, will not go well with the voters out there, and I think it'll be a true game changer, as I think this next election will be, because of Trump and because of timber unity and everything that's going on in this state. It's powerful, and it Mickey, it feels like 2010 again, when the Tea Party movement was so strong and so powerful.
There's definitely a lot of energy, and there's people that are engaged now that have never been engaged ever before.
That's right.
So I think we're going to have record numbers. The key is carrying the momentum that we have here today all the way through November and beyond.
Absolutely. And that's what this rally is about. And when you talk about people being involved that have never been before, that is so true. That's not just something that's made up. Last night at the Oregon Executive Club, we had folks there from the Slavic community, from the Old Believers community. And these are Russian communities,
right,
and others. I met a lovely young lady there from Moldova. Her family had immigrated to America, and they all fled, the Old Believer community, the Slavic, they fled communist nations because of religious persecution.
Right.
And they've come to America. They've never been involved politically until now.
Right.
And it wasn't just the issue of cap and trade, but so many other things. It was the forced vaccinations issue, that, you know, these parents did not want to lose their parental rights. And we had, and we will have, more people being involved from, you know, Democrats, you know, parents, liberal women that don't want to lose their parental rights on the vaccination issue. They're a part of this emerging grassroots coalition. Certainly those of us who are Second Amendment believers, you know, you own a gun shop in Dallas, right?
Yes.
American
Outdoors.
American Outdoors. All of us are coming together, and so many people who've never participated in politics are now. And that's the other thing that's got the Democrats worried here in this building, because that's something they've not counted on. They've always been able to count on their base and firing up people and lying to them,
right,
about their policies, their ideas, just like they're trying to do now. They're going to try to buy off the Republicans here by offering them $200 million for forest cleanup that's going to create jobs, and then they're going to pull back and not affect rural areas with cap and trade, and nobody believes it,
and we'd be foolish to believe it.
Yeah,
that's not
right.
Their intentions at all. We know the direction that they're headed. We know exactly what they want to do, and they haven't been hiding. You know, they're open with what they want to do. And the other thing is, they blatantly disregarded the will of the people and things that we've already voted on and spoke very clearly on. And they're saying, hey, we know better. We don't care what you say. We're going to push forward with our agenda.
Yeah, you know, and there's an arrogance to that that people just don't like. And I don't care what your political persuasions are. When you take a stand and you vote for something, you want your political leaders to respect it, not to try to find the ways to go around it. And it covers a whole host of issues. And that's why we're here today, folks, and why I want to encourage you. There's a massive tent set up across from the steps of the Capitol building near the fountains. There's Adam's Rib is going to be here. There's going to be lunch offered. It's going to be a massive rally. Come down and join us. Come down and take a stand for what you believe.
It's going to be exciting. And you know what you were saying about meeting those people from other countries that are coming here, and they were never involved in the government from where they came from, and now they're taking a stand here. Well, it's because they weren't allowed to be involved where they came from. That is so important about our country. You can come here and you can have an active role and you can effectively make change. And the Democrats, they want to take that away from you. They want to make us like those countries that other people are fleeing. They don't care about the voice of the people. They want their communism. They want their totalitarianism. They want to rule and be the ultimate power, regardless of what the people want.
So there's the noise in the background, folks. We're watching log trucks go by, dump trucks go by. There's a pickup
pulling a fifth wheel trailer with a small excavator on it. These are all rural people whose way of life is threatened by what the people in this building are about to try to do. This is why it's so important that you come down, take a stand with us today. And frankly, just don't you do it. Grab your neighbor. Say, hey, let's go grab a cup of coffee and then let's go on down to the big rally at the Capitol. Let's take a stand for what we believe. Rich, one of our, one of my friends who is a former state employee, writes this. He says, as a suggestion, if the Timber Unity Group brought kids, maybe they could go through some of the floors and show their kids. Look, kids, here's one of the people that is getting rid of your dad's job or something like that.
That's exactly true.
Now, I got to tell you, you know, that's the kind of thing that gets emotionally to staffers.
Yeah.
And I mean, it does. Because lots of times your legislators will hide from you because they don't want to talk to you. And here at the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room, which is going to be in room 158 today, we have coffee for you. We teach people how to lobby their legislator, how to talk to their legislator, even if their legislator doesn't want to talk to them. How to talk to their staff, how to testify effectively in a hearing on an issue like this, or guns, or, you know, there's a gun bill that's going to be heard today, the gun storage bill that makes us criminals, right?
Exactly.
If we don't lock up our guns. So we teach people how to do that. It's in room 158. Come and join us, the Oregon Citizen Lobby. It's something that I help sponsor. It's run by a bunch of volunteers, and we just really try to train people to do this. But I'm telling you, Mickey, when your staff is hearing people say things like that, okay, it gets back to the legislator. They tell the legislator. I mean, because, again, it's impossible to ignore. Thank you. Appreciate it. We've got great staff here, by the way, from the Capitol building that's talking to us and helping us out here and providing garbage for us. And we appreciate so much what you guys do for us. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. You know, I've been blessed over the years to get to know a lot of the facility services people here that, you know, whether it's our rally or somebody else's rally, they're always here to do their job and provide services for the people that come here. Because
they do an excellent job.
They do. They do.
And the amount of traffic that's down here, and they keep it clean, and they just make an enjoyable experience for everybody.
They do indeed. Somebody else that I want to share with you that is a sponsor of Political Coffee is Eric Azor from Righteous Renovations. If you need work done on your home, remodel or repair, maybe a new deck, he's the guy that I want to encourage you to talk to. Go to his website, righteousrenovations.com. Lots of great testimonials from satisfied customers. Righteousrenovations.com. His name is Eric Azor. He's not afraid to put his personal faith out there because that's in his name, Righteous. And that's, you know, I got to tell you, folks, I don't know that I would have the courage to do that.
In this day and age, it's rare.
Well, you're setting a pretty high bar for yourself.
Absolutely.
Right? By putting those words in the name of your company. So righteousrenovations.com. Eric Azor, call him 503-341-3816. 503-341-3816. So how do you think this day is going to end up, Mickey?
You know what? I think there's going to be a strong message. As these trucks are rolling in and we're hearing the horns, I'm thinking to myself, the sleeping giant's awoken. And I think the legislators are going to hear that message. And like you said, they're going to be hearing it from their staff members and for the people that they care the most about, their family. And you know, one of the big things, you know, you said the legislators don't like to talk directly to the constituents.
Sometimes they like to hide from them because they're afraid.
And that should be the first red flag. If you have
that's
a representative
right.
that won't see you, won't talk to you, that's ashamed of what they've stood for, they need to go. Simple as that. They are for the people. They work for the people. They are put there by the people, and they need to represent the people. They can't run from the people.
No, and that's the thing. That's why it's so important, and it's impossible to ignore. When you come to this place, part of this rally, Timber Unity Rally today, all day long at the steps of the Capitol building, your voice can be heard because you're going to be one of thousands of people. But we do want you to come by, go see your legislator. Again, even if they don't want to talk to you, you can talk to their staff. Always be respectful. But, you know, there's ways you can ambush your legislator sort of make it impossible for them to ignore you. And we teach you how to do that at the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room in room 158. We've got coffee for you. There is a giant tent set up here. It's powerful, friends. Come here and be part of a powerful day at the Capitol. Timber Unity Rally. It's 6:48. We're going to take a quick break. Back in 2 minutes. Don't go away. Be able to communicate.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff.
All right,
Krupp.
Friends, we are back amongst lots of air horn noise with Mickey Garris, last segment for today. We're going to go right to the phones in a moment. We're going to start first with Jake and then go to Ron. So hang on. I got an email from Ken Anderson. He wants to know, are there shuttle buses to the rally? Yes, there are. And I believe there are shuttle buses from the state fairgrounds. I believe there are shuttle buses also from the Polk County Fairgrounds where people are staging. I'll try to get a confirmation on that and let you know a little bit later. Let's start first on the phones with my friend Jake. Jake, how are you, brother?
Jeff, way to go. Way to keep up the good work. And it's great to hear the air horns. I want to tell you, Jeff, that I am a business casualty as of 2 days ago. And we sent the animals off to Eastern Washington because one of the reasons is my concern for this state and what goes on there. And so for those that are still in it, man, hang in there. But this is a tough and scary time right now when we have a governor who I don't even think cares at all about anybody outside of the metro areas and on the left-wing side. And that is not representation of the entire state. It's scary, Jeff. It's terrible.
So, Jake, are you telling me you're shutting down your dairy farm?
Yes, we are. We sent all the mature milking cows hit the road 2 days ago. And so we're going to phase the place out in due time.
I'm so sorry to hear that, friend. I truly am.
Yeah, 49 years, Jeff. Almost 49 years here. And it's been
as a family dairy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's time to go. We're too small. And the outside things that are occurring, plus a lot of other stuff, Jeff. I'm like, you know, there's a lot going on in this mix. But I could just feel the winds of encroachment with a lot of the things that you know as a farmer, Jeff. There's a lot of things that have taken place nationally and in the Willamette Valley that just concern me. And so we had a way to get out with certain things. But it's been gut-wrenching, Jeff. Gut-wrenching.
It is for me too, friend. I'm so sorry to hear that. And I hope that you're not the beginning of many, many people being forced to make that choice. That's my friend Jake Atzma, longtime 50-year dairy farmer out in the Mount Angel area.
That's a sad story.
It is, isn't it?
It's heartbreaking, but he's exactly right. The governor doesn't care about anyone outside the metro area.
And this is what's going to happen to the rest of us.
You're absolutely right. You know, it will. And we need to stand up. Hey, I just got a report from somebody coming in from Rickerell. They just passed 35 trucks on 22 head in this direction. And they said, wow, make Oregon proud. He said it brought a tear to his eye to see that support. So
cool. Back to the phones. We'll go to Ron. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother?
Hey, brother, I'm going to be there in about 20 minutes. I got to get a phone call. Somehow I lost mine. But nevertheless, I want everybody to know it's not going just rural. This law is going to affect you. Delivery drivers, landscapers, the excavation companies, dump truck drivers, you know, big crane drivers, everything else. And I got it. The big question they don't understand is that the trucks they're getting on the road today, they get 25 to 50% less mileage, and it's going to cost you more money. Plus the added cost of death, which can add up to $50,000 a year to your fuel costs if you drive a long-haul truck 125,000 miles. And the third thing is, people, keep watch out. You're giving too much power to a bureaucracy like the Carbon Fuels Board. You don't want to do like what they did in California, people. They will raise registration fees. They will tell you what truck you can and can't drive. My father replaced 3 trucks he can't drive this year, a 2008 four-door Dodge, and 2016 on 7 white Freightliner flatbeds as a beekeepers. And, you know, a lot of beekeepers in this state are talking about moving out of state. And at the same time, you know, that's costing $240,000 minimum to replace them. $210,000 to $240,000 on a used end. $325,000 to $425,000 on new end. Okay? That's real cost. Just a dollar or better a gallon. At $51 a barrel today. $51 a barrel. And then California's paying $379 to $424 unleaded and diesel. People, if you don't stand up, you don't have no power. If you don't
get
effort, then you deserve the government you get as a founding father. We are a republic, not a democracy, not a socialistic government, no, a communist government like People's Republic. If you let Tate Brown, Tina Kotek, Jenny Burdick, Fred Brzezinski, and Mr. Manning himself, along with Lou Fredrickson and others, and Shemaya Fagan, you need to speak to these people today. These are the ones that want to take away your rights and liberties. These are the ones that take away everything else.
That's right. Ron, I got to let you go because we got to wrap up the show here. Thanks,
right,
brother.
Bro.
I appreciate
you.
So right.
I will be there in about 20 minutes.
Wonderful. Ron's going to join us down here. So why don't you all join us down here? Timber Unity Broadcast. I want to thank this portion of the show sponsored by Freedom Heating and Air. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Great Salem-based company. Been here 40 years. Their slogan is freedom from cold nights, hot days, and high utility bills. Well, Mickey, it's going to be an exciting day, isn't it?
It's going to be an exciting day. You know, that last caller made a point that I don't think people realize. If you're a long-haul truck driver, adding a cost of $50,000 a year
destroys your business.
Destroys your
you
business.
Can't do it.
And so that's one of the things when things like this get presented. A lot of people don't hear the real numbers. They don't understand. They can't fathom what that really means
that's
to
right.
these business owners. And so that's the message we need to get out here today.
Friends, this Timber Unity Rally broadcast, we're going to be here all day at the top and the bottom of each hour. We're going to be bringing you special guests, legislators, others from the Timber Unity movement, candidates for office. I want to thank our sponsors, True Value, Cascade Fruit and Produce, Odd Mo's Pizza, Budget Router and Plumbing Service, Advantage Heating and Air Conditioning, Associated Oregon Loggers, Extreme Graphics, of course, KSLM, and Timber Unity, the great group of people. And somebody just brought us some sesame donuts, Mickey.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that on air. My wife's listening, and I'm not supposed to have those donuts, but they're distracting me.
Come down to the Oregon Citizen Lobby War Room, where we can teach you how to effectively talk to your legislator, how to testify at hearings. It's in room 158, 158 in the Capitol building. It's easy when you walk in the front steps past our Timber Unity broadcast booth and the tent. Turn right, then turn left, and you'll be at room 158. Come and join us all day. I've got coffee in there. There's a huge tent across from this Capitol steps where we've got lunch set up from another one of Adam's Rib Smokehouse. They're supporting this effort. Come down and take a stand for liberty.
Such good food.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. Donuts, Adam's Ribs, you know, we got everything we need here. Patriots.
You're
we
right.
got Patriots.
You're right. We do. So, Mickey, your show is, again, what time on Saturdays?
It's on 3 o'clock on Saturdays, Patriot Uprising Radio. Follow us on Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you.
Indeed. Friends, come down and join us. It's going to be an exciting day to take a stand for liberty, your liberty. It's the future hangs in the balance. If you care about your children and your grandchildren and the rural way of life, if you care about Oregon at any level, for anybody, you need to come down here and take a stand. Let's send a powerful message to the legislature that we, the people, are going to take a stand and not let them ram economy-destroying, life-destroying policies, bad ideas, down our throats.
Oregon will never recover if this goes through.
That's right. It cannot go through. Republicans have to take a stand. They have to know that this is for all the marbles, and it is.
Yep. Support your Republican representatives. Make sure they know where you stand and give them the courage to walk out if necessary.
That's right. Every Republican House and Senate member needs to see your face in their office today at the Capitol building. Thanks for joining us, friends. We'll be back at 7:30, every top and the bottom of the hour, we'll be broadcasting special guests all day long. So come and join us. Thanks for listening to Political Coffee. We'll be back in a few minutes. Come on.